we begin today's podcast with some more exercises to awaken and control the male sexual energy, including pelvic floor exercises that help unblock the subtle nadis in this area. Next, we take a look at part 4 and 5 of The Eternal World of Shambhala. An eloquent example of Shambhala's guidance in Tibet is the appearance of the most important and secret Tibetan spiritual system, namely Kala Chakra Tantra, which is said to have been transmitted to the Tibetans by the king of Shambhala himself. We continue with a meditation of communion with the spiritual beings from Shambhala. Valentino and Tiger Lily will be your yogi guides for today's podcast.
This is Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Valentino. More exercises for awakening and controlling the sexual energy. Pelvic exercises. In order for your sexual energy to go upwards along your spine through the energetic channels known as nadis, it is compulsory that these nadis are not strangled, especially not in the pelvic area. The causes for this blockage may be physical, for instance caused by the wrong diet, psycho-emotional, for instance shyness and inhibitions, or mental, preconceived ideas. Although there are various causes, there is one fundamental factor that causes the blockage of the energy in the genital area, and that is stress. The following exercises will help you relax the muscles of the pelvis, thighs, hips, and buttocks. Furthermore, a flexible pelvis may help you approach a great variety of sexual positions during lovemaking, which will cast away monotony and will transform the sexual act into a genuine erotic game. When the pelvic muscles are tense, not only is the sexual energy blocked at this level, but also the scale of erotic sensations during lovemaking is quite small. The pelvis lifting exercise. These movements may be performed either horizontally or while standing. If you decide to perform them standing, spread your soles so that the distance between them is the same with the distance between your shoulders. Start swinging your pelvis back and forth gently, but firmly, keeping the rest of the body still. For the horizontal execution, bend your knees and keep your soles on the floor. Begin the same smooth, gentle, yet firm movement, lifting your buttocks from the ground and then coming back, keeping the rest of your body still. Find a comfortable rhythm and repeat the movement 20 to 30 times. Breathe deeply and regularly all throughout the practice of this exercise. The pelvis rolling exercise. The rolling of the pelvis may be performed better if you stand. Bend your knees slightly and then start rolling your pelvis, alternatively lifting your hips. The movement should be slow and ample. Do 20 to 30 rolling movements of the pelvis and then combine the lifting movements with the rolling movements and do this combination for about 10 to 15 minutes. In order to feel more relaxed, you should use appropriate music. We recommend that beginners practice these exercises in front of a mirror, so that they are sure the exercises are performed correctly. Once you get the move, you may even close your eyes and let the music swing you. Either way, keep your mind focused on the pelvic area. After each exercise, stay relaxed a few moments with your eyes closed, perceiving the enhanced relaxation of the pelvic area. Shambhala is eternal. Part 4. The connection with Shambhala was preserved through the projection of this realm on the earth, but this does not mean that their effort to help mankind was ever interrupted. This only means that the great majority of humankind benefited from the help of Shambhala in an unconscious manner. The world of Shambhala has indirectly appeared in the most important event of our planet, the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. There are people who say that the three magi from the East were in fact beings who came from Shambhala to bring their homage to the Savior and to point out to the people needing it the importance of his birth. Thus, the activity of Shambhala differs from one historical moment to another, according to the epoch mankind goes through, to the evolutionary stage, and to the planetary predominance. Furthermore, as we previously indicated, the existence of Shambhala was very obvious for the people living during the Satya Yuga, the Golden Age, and it is almost imperceptible to the people of Kali Yuga, the Dark Age. Therefore, except for the Tibetan tradition, which was and still is very encrypted in terms of meaning for the great majority of our planet's dwellers, Shambhala is pretty much a mystery. During this time, preceding the return to Satya Yuga, the Golden Age, Shambhala and its king, as reflected in the Tibetan tradition, will play a highly important role, practically leading mankind to a luminous, spiritual destiny, inspiring and supporting the human beings who turn themselves completely towards God. Shambhala, now hidden as the most spiritual secret of the planet, will gradually come back into the people's consciousness, both through its subtle influence and through the direct revelation of many mysteries connected to the existence of this spiritual center. Undoubtedly, Tibet was the projection area of Shambhala on Earth. This is why the whole of the Tibetan tradition was under the influence of Shambhala, and this is the reason for which all spiritual seekers are so fascinated by Shambhala. Therefore, it is no wonder that before China invaded Tibet, more than 25% of the Tibetan population was made up of monks. Unfortunately, the destructive historical changes did not miss the Tibetan people, their culture, and most of all, their society. Under the occupation of Communist China, Tibet became only a pale remembrance of the glorious spiritual center it used to be. Mankind's spiritual decline has obviously been accelerating during the past few years. The forces of evil seem to act according to their own will, in order to kill any trace of authentic goodness, kindness, love, beauty, spiritual aspiration, and love for God. It would be absurd to imagine that the sages from Shambhala stay there and look upon mankind passively and without the power to aid during this spiritual catastrophe. On the contrary, more than ever before, the world of Shambhala answers to the sincere aspirations of those who invoke them. In fact, the great yogis, for instance, Sri Ramakrishna, says explicitly that during Kali Yuga, the people may attain ultimate spiritual freedom very rapidly if they genuinely aspire to this sublime ideal. In conclusion, we may say that from a spiritual perspective, the present days are highly auspicious because the telepathic support of Shambhala is promptly manifested for all people who are on an authentic spiritual path, even though they do not explicitly ask for Shambhala's help, or even though they do not perceive it as such. Furthermore, the telepathic answer of the sages from Shambhala may offer an extraordinary spiritual impulse, even concrete material support, to all the people who will be open enough to experiment with these spiritual realities. Shambhala is Eternal, Part 5. Shambhala inspires us. According to all spiritual traditions, each human being has a purpose in the divine game of the manifested universe. The beauty and perfection of the divine creation are obvious in nature, and the distinct finality of all elements represent one of the greatest secrets of creation. Furthermore, each person has his or her role in the divine order of creation, or a meaning of his or her own, signaled in the Hindu yogic tradition under the name of Dharma. If the human being does not fulfill his or her role according to personal Dharma, that person has practically wasted one lifetime. The most obvious sign indicating the distance from one's Dharma is the state of spiritual unfulfillment, of anxiety and lack of meaning and sense in one's life. On the opposite side is the state of spiritual fulfillment, happiness, enthusiasm, and the feeling of being permanently guided and supported by angelic or spiritual entities. The manifestation of certain significant synchronicities may confirm the fact that a particular person, experiencing these acts, consciously or not, is on the right path towards fulfilling his or her dharma. Becoming aware of one's dharma is a fundamental duty we all have, and in this direction we may appeal to the support and guidance provided by Shambhala. The king of Shambhala is, through his role in that realm, the incontestable spiritual leader and ruler of our planet. He is at the same time king and spiritual guide, and therefore he may help us reveal our own fundamental meaning in this life and to eventually fulfill it. Tibet, a miraculous and living universe. On several occasions, we stated that Tibet was the spiritual center of our planet and the area of projection for Shambhala in our universe. This assertion is based on the fact that the Tibetan spiritual tradition is the only one that has preserved esoteric information about Shambhala, as well as spiritual practices through which one may telepathically connect Shambhala and its king. Tibetan spirituality appears exceptional even to a greater degree if we were to compare it to the spiritual darkness of the Occidental Middle Ages. For centuries, the main orientation of the Tibetan people was spirituality, considered something natural, while in the Occident, the continents were constantly troubled by wars, revolutions, and crusades. The Occidental travelers reaching Tibet entered into a miraculous living universe in which the supernatural was undoubtedly and implacably part of a normal day's routine. Kala Chakra Tantra, a path to sanctify existence. An eloquent example of Shambhala's guidance in Tibet is the appearance of the most important and secret Tibetan spiritual system, namely the Kala Chakra Tantra, which is said to have been transmitted to the Tibetans by the king of Shambhala himself. The initiation into this system is considered as the most important esoteric and secret initiation in Tibetan Buddhism, and during our days it is offered by the Dalai Lama only to a few people in a simplified version, which contains only the first stages of the complete initiation. The esoteric teachings of this system offer a direct and effective method of sanctifying our life and ourselves, as well as the possibility of direct knowledge and telepathic communion with Shambhala.
Let us perform a meditation on the theme of communion with the spiritual beings from Shambhala. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the state or aspect we are meditating upon, we shall use musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck and your head are in an upward position and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you are bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you eliminate all tensions, stress, and anything else that might disturb your meditation. Now we are ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect: communion with the spiritual beings from Shambhala. Let us begin.
Sufletul față de influențele benefice profund transformatoare ale ființelor superioare din Shambhala. Thank you. profund transformatoare ale ființelor superioare din Shambhala. Ascultându-ne credință spre comunia spirituală cu părâna Divina Shambhala. Când deschid sufletul față de influențele benefice profund transformatoare ale ființelor superioare din Shambhala. Sufletul față de influențele benefice profund transformatoare ale ființelor superioare din Shambhala. deschid sufletul față de influențele benefice profund transformatoare ale ființelor superioare din Shambhala. Aș fi plin de credință spre comunia spirituală cu părinii divina Shambhala. Când deschid sufletul față de influențele benefice profund transformatoare ale ființelor superioare din Shambhala.
That's all we have time for today. I'm Tiger Lily, wishing you love and light.